starring Red Skelton. With David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight, Rod?
How you been feeling, Red?
Well, I don't know. A few minutes ago, I was standing out in the hall in front of Anita Ellis' dressing room, and everything in front of me went black.
Gee, what happened?
I don't know. I think she hung something over the keyhole.
Well, you know, I love horse racing. It's a clean sport.
Yeah, they clean me.
You lost your money, huh?
Yeah, but I don't care. My uncle will be out of Alcatraz this month, and he'll make me some more.
Didn't you have any good tips?
Oh, boy, what a horse. Oh, boy, what a horse. He ran a steady race.
Held his own, huh?
Yeah, last all the way. The horse would have made a better showing, but he kept looking behind him to see if his plow was on straight.
A real nag, huh?
Yeah, he was so sway back that in the middle of the race, the jockey stumbled. Okay, and knock-kneed, before he could take a step, his knees called out signals. What a stupid horse, though. When the crowd yelled, "They're off," he turned up to the grandstand and he said, "You ain't kidding me, I ain't wearing any."
Well, you know, it seems strange that they let a horse like that run.
Yeah.
I prefer thoroughbreds, horses that are high-strung.
Oh, this horse was high-strung, all right. The least noise, he'd rear up on his knees, you know.
Really a deadbeat, huh?
Oh, yeah, and a bad loser. What a bad loser. He walked over to the winning horse war night, and he says, "We'll settle this out in the alley."
Well, were there any celebrities at the track?
Yeah, Cornell Wilde was there. I went a little wild myself there, didn't I? Cornell Wilde walked in and the girls went mad. Clark Gable walked in, they went crazy.
What happened when you walked in?
They went. Hey, I saw my brother out there. Boy, can he pick them.
Women or horses?
Pocket. He picked one guy. One guy's pocket, and there was no pockets in the pants. So he stole his shorts.
Well, you know, he must be quite a character.
Oh, yeah. My brother's working on a labor-saving device now.
Labor-saving device? What's that?
A rich old lady. He won't work, you know. He says work is just a money-making proposition, you know.
Well, if you go out the track again before it closes, let me know and I'll go too. You know, I'm a lover of horses.
Yeah, me too. My whole family were lovers of horses. My grandfather was a horse thief. Of course, they hung him, you know.
The word is hanged.
Hung. Hang?
Hanged.
Hanged? Mm-hmm. Come to think of it, he was stabbed. Now our lovely Anita Ellis will sing "Oh, What It Seemed to Be."
It was just a neighborhood dance, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball with costumes and all, 'cause you were at the dance with me. It was just a ride on a train, that's all that it was, but oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars, 'cause you were on the train with me. And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me. It was the promise, my darling, of the things that fate had willed for me. It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair with everyone there. 'Cause you said yes, I do to me. It was like a wedding in June, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair with everyone there. 'Cause you said yes, I do.
Tonight, the story from our Skelton scrapbook of satire is entitled Restaurants. Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living or dead, how could you tell the difference? Chapter 98 is entitled The Hamburger Stand. This is the story of Clem Cadiddlehopper, the fellow from the country, who has just opened a small drive-in and filling station with his mustering out army pay.
Well, here I am. Do 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 do.
Boy, with a voice like that, I should go a long way. I still hear myself, I guess. Well, I better get my restaurant cleaned up. I may have a cluster in my day. Yes, sir. That sign there should attract some attention. Clem's Filling Station and Cafe. Eat here and get gas.
Howdy, Clem.
Well, Sarah, do howdy doody to you, too.
Your hamburger stand looks nice.
Yep.
You got clean paper plates.
Yep, I was up all night erasing them.
You look sleepy, Clem. Are those bags under your eyes?
No, they're more like Saratoga trunks, if you know.
But you look terrible pale. What's the matter with you?
Oh, I keep forgetting to breathe all the time.
You can't live without it.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Some people's got stronger willpower than others, you know. Say, what you doing down here so early?
Well, Clem, just thought I'd walk over and help you with your hamburger stand.
Well, you are a lover girl. For that, let me kiss you on the top of the head, hmm?
Well, why don't you kiss me on the cheek like you used to?
Well, your head's smoother if you don't. And it's soft if you hit that spot that ain't ripe yet, you know.
Oh, Clem, you're a moron. You're an idiot, a nitwit, an imbecile, and a dunce.
Well, that makes me a jack of all trades, don't it?
Oh, Clem, you don't have any brains. Oh, but I love you.
Well, I love you too, Sarah, do.
Really, Clem?
Yep.
Well, will you love me till the day you die?
Yep. Couldn't carry on very well after that, I don't think. Hey, what was that?
Oh, it's a mouse. A mouse just ran inside the Swiss cheese.
Well, it's all right. He'll make a wrong turn in there somewhere and never get out. He's been doing that for a week. He's been in that Swiss cheese so long he don't squeak anymore. He yodels.
Clem, do you think your restaurant is going to be popular?
Yes, I do. You know that feller Duncan Hines that writes the book about places to eat?
Yes.
Well, he was in here the other day, and he said he was going to warn everybody about this place. Yes, sir. Oh, here comes a car. Hope he sees my restaurant sign. Nope, he didn't see it. I stopped more California drivers because of that sign. I got it made up to look like a pedestrian, you know.
He's coming in. I'll just duck into the kitchen.
Yeah, I'll tidy up a bit.
Say, I just had an accident outside your place.
That was no accident. I planned it that way. Care to have a bite to eat? The cuisine here is very good.
I'll have a cup of coffee.
Yes, sir. One cup of coffee. Did you want a 5-cent cup or a 10-cent cup?
That'll be plenty.
Okay. There it is. How's it taste?
Good heavens, you call that coffee? Taste it.
Well, it's just a little chewy, but it's the way I like it.
Well, what do you got to eat?
Well, we got some nice vegetable soup.
What's vegetable soup?
Well, it's like hash, only looser. It was hash, but it had a nervous breakdown. The rains kind of got it, I think.
Well, I guess I'll have a steak. Can you make it rare?
That's the only way I can make it. We ain't got a stove here.
How much are your steaks?
Well, we have them for $1, the large size, and $2 for the small size. Well,
how come the small size costs more?
They don't make you sick. Well, what else would you care to indulge in?
Well, do you have any pie?
Oh, yes, our pies are homemade.
Just like Mother used to make,
yep,
huh?
And when you taste it, you'll know why Pop blew town.
Well, proud of that, I am. I think I'll just have a nice dollar steak.
Okay. Oh, Sarah, do.
Yes, Brian.
Customer.
Look at that sharp little tomato.
Yeah, with a head like a turnip. Did you know?
A pretty little thing.
Oh, I'm really a mess today.
Oh, no, you're not.
Yes, she is. You heard her. You make a liar out of my girl.
How about a date tonight?
Well, I don't think so.
Well, I'll have to ask my mother.
Yeah, you see, your mother gets first choice, you know.
Honey, let me take you away from all this. I can give you diamonds,
oh,
furs,
no,
a
I'm
big
happy
car,
here.
And all the money you want.
No, I'm happy.
We could be so happy, travel and see the world.
Windy old bird, ain't he?
Come on, baby. Let you and me go for a
now,
drive.
Now, look, that's about enough of that. We'll have none of that in here, if you don't mind. None of that stuff in here, you two-ton Tyrone, you. You mail-order Casanova.
Now, look, Dicehead. One more squeak out of you, and I'll wrap your ears around your neck like a muffler.
Oh, yeah? How do you think I'm wearing them now?
Look, puny, if you want to fight, I'm ready.
No, don't call me puny. It just so happens that I know what that means. It's a small horse, ain't it?
Don't try to back down, you yellow dog.
Clem, are you going to let him get away with that?
I am not. Where's my pedigree papers? Okay. You get out of my restaurant.
Not until I get that steak I ordered.
Okay. There's your steak.
Say, that steak's rather small for $1, ain't it?
Well, meat's pretty hard to get, you know.
Well, I'll stick my fork in and see if it's tough.
Is it cooked done enough for you? Now our lovely Anita Ellis sings Day by Day.
Day by day, I'm falling more in love with you, and day by day, my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay as we go through the years, day by day.
David Forrester and his orchestra play Cole Porter's Night and Day. Very much. Chapter 98 is entitled A Treat. During a weird shopping tour, it's always a treat to stop into a restaurant for lunch, unless you're accompanied by Junior, the mean widow Karen.
Junior, it's crowded downtown today.
Yes, it is. If you wasn't holding on to me with your hand, I could get lost very easily, you know.
That's right, Junior.
Yes. Grandma, where'd you go? Why did you let go of me hand?
I guess the temptation was too great. See, Where did you get that ice cream cone?
No, now, don't ask questions like that. I had it for years, I had.
Junior.
Hmm?
Where did you get it?
Well, you know when you was looking in the window back there?
Yes.
Well, a little boy walked by and he had an ice cream cone. And the next thing I knew, he had a black eye and I had an ice cream cone.
Why did you take it away from him?
He didn't have a very good grip on it.
Junior, sometimes I think you've got the devil in you.
Well, in that case, why, when I do something wrong sometimes, why don't you give the devil the whipping instead of me? Hmm? Oh, boy, look at that pretty little girl over there. Look at that pretty
Junior,
little girl.
Hmm? You're too young to be noticing girls.
I don't know, kiddo. Lately, I've been getting kind of bored with me tricycle. I am proud of that.
Now, don't act silly.
Okay. Hey, I am hungry. How about splitting a hot doggy with me?
Not now, Junior.
When I'm starved to death, I need some food. Food, food. I
Junior,
need some food.
Get up off the sidewalk.
No, go on without me, Grandma.
Stop.
No, I ain't worth worrying about. Give my regards to Glendale.
Junior. People are staring at you.
Ah, forget about me. Just lay here. Let me die in slow agony like vaudeville or something.
Go Junior! Ahead. Junior! Get up off the sidewalk before someone steps on you and breaks an ankle.
Yeah. Why, you sure does love me, you does.
Thank heaven when they made you, they threw away the mold.
They did? Hey, Grandma, where did I come from?
We don't know. The police are still looking for the dope that delivered you. But come on, I guess we should have some lunch.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
We'll go in this restaurant here. Oh, my goodness, it's crowded.
Oh, isn't it?
Wonder how long it'll be before we can get a table.
Just as long as it takes me to give that guy over there a hot foot.
You do, Junior, and you know what will happen.
Yeah, he'll go right through the ceiling, he will.
I hope we can sit down soon. My feet are killing me.
Really?
Yes.
I got a hunch this place is going to clear out. Yes, sir, this place is going to get scattered and quick-like, you know. Hey, Grandma, did you see that store across the street? They're selling nylon stockings. It's kind of lonely in here now.
Good afternoon, madame.
Ah.
Can I show you to a table by the window?
Not if you're smart, no.
Ah, is this your little boy?
No, she's paying off an election debt, she is.
Junior, be quiet.
Okay.
This way, please. I have a little boy just like you.
Yeah? You want to bet?
He's very, should we say bright?
Yeah, you care too, you tired boy? Yeah, yes. I is going to be brighter someday because I'm thinking of going to school.
Oh, private school or public school?
Reform school, I think.
Is this table all right, madame?
Yes, Junior. Give the man your coat.
Okay, but watch out how you handle it. I got a homemade bomb in there.
What?
Oh, don't pay any attention to him. He's only kidding.
Oh.
Yeah, you just keep laughing, kiddo. That's all. You wait till this place becomes an open-air cafe. You'll find out.
My, this coat is very
heavy.
Yeah,
don't turn it upside down. Okay, now.
Junior, what are you doing with all that junk in your pocket?
Hey, look, there's Fibber McGee sitting on top of all you. Hey, I brought this stuff along in case you got a little dull, you know.
Look at that slingshot, equipped with radar.
Yeah. Even a man in the moon ain't safe with me around, you know.
Would you like to have this table?
Yeah, wrap it up. We'll take it with us.
That'll be enough. Now sit down, Junior.
Never mind wrapping it up. We're going to eat it here, I guess.
Junior.
Here's the menu.
Hey, let me see one.
Oh, can you read?
Is it typed?
Yes.
In big print?
Yes.
In English or in French?
English.
I can't read it, then.
Oh, just bring us the regular lunch.
Yes. Have we got anything stronger than water?
Oh, yes.
Well, bring me a glass of milk, will you? With a Coca-Cola chaser, will you?
Junior, behave yourself. I have a bit of a headache.
Oh.
I think it's my eyes. Oh. I need glasses.
Yeah, probably with beer in them. You need...
Junior.
You need glasses, does you?
Yes.
Hey, can you see that butter on that plate?
Yes.
Then you don't need glasses, kiddo. Boy, look at that little slab of butter. It's cut so thin, it's only got one side to it. Look at it. It looked like a wet glow on the plate, don't it, huh? Boy, I bet that cow put up a great fight. You know, eating out like this sort of embarrasses me, Grandma.
Well, just pretend you're at home.
Oh, and in that case, I better get my slingshot, huh?
Junior.
Yes?
Now, you sit down. I've got to make a phone call.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm going to run around this place and see if everybody's happy. And if they is, I'm going to fix that. Oh, look at that big fat man at the table eating a piece of pie. Hello, mister.
Hello, Sonny, and what's your name?
I can't tell you. The FBI is looking for me.
Well, why is the FBI looking for you?
I'm a stinker. Mum's the word, you know. I entered this country illegally, you know.
How?
Black market stork.
I beg your pardon, but you know what happened to my piece of pie?
You think I took it?
Yes, I do.
You think it's just what I'm eating now?
That's right.
Then what are we arguing about, huh? I'll see you later, Fatso. Oh, boy, that blueberry pie is good. It tastes like cranberries. Oh, look, here comes a waiter with a big tray of dishes. Yeah, you're way ahead of me, ain't you? I wonder if it would make a lot of noise. And then again, it might liven up this place, you know? And then again, I don't know why I'm wasting my time thinking about it. I'm going to do it anyhow, you know? I just put my little foot out and see if he can step over it. You didn't think he would do it, did you? Yes.
The food, sir.
Okay.
Come on.
I am coming. Oh, look at those two tables where the dishes stacked onto the ceiling there. I'll see if I can run between them. Oh, goodness. Oh, I must have put on some weight. You know.
Young man, if I were your father, do you know what I would do?
Probably blow your brains out, wouldn't you?
Junior, what happened?
I was hurrying to get your table, so I wouldn't keep you waiting, and I bump into the table.
Oh, and he broke all those dishes.
Yes, I broke all the dishes.
Oh, don't cry. He feels bad.
Yes, he feels bad.
Oh, bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
You did it on purpose.
Yes, I did it on purpose.
You had it all planned.
Yes, I had it all planned. No!
David Forster and his orchestra now play Temptations.